Did anyone see you out in the hall? You are sure, right? I really don't want anyone to see that we both came in here. I don't want to be seen with an ugly nerd like you. You would just ruin my whole reputation. Like, no offense, of course. I'm just not into the whole Disney Notre Dame or, you know, kind of thing. Like, no thank you. I just want my homework from you, loser, and then I can get on with my day. So, loser, I'm waiting. Are you gonna go into your bag and get my homework? Or are you just gonna stand there, fucking pathetic? This is like the fifth time we've done this, and you still act like this, you weirdo. See, this is why you'll never have friends or get more attention from people like me. Finally, yeah, open the bag. Yeah, I need the math homework and the biology homework today, so what grades will I get from those? I told you, okay, I want a B at the most because, wait, let me check, A, B, C, D, yeah, a B. Because if I get higher than that, then it'll be pretty obvious it wasn't me. Yep, that's it. Thanks, freak. As much as you're ugly and dressed like a trash bag, you're actually really smart and intelligent. Okay, because you've done my homework, I'll give you one chance to ask a question. You should feel really privileged right now. You know that, right? Oh. How did I know you're going to ask me to the dance? Do you know how that's going to look? Beautiful blonde princess goes to the dance with a geeky looking loser who wears plaid shirts every day and wears Obi-Wan Kenobi merch. Do you really think I care what the name actually is? I don't care what his name is. I'm not into those, like, war stars. Anyway, I do appreciate you doing my homework, but you and I both know that I can't be seen with someone like you, hence why we're in the cupboard. So I'm just gonna move on and forget that you didn't ask that. So let me just get my purse. So $20, or was it 40? I'm not sure. Can you do it for me? I'm not sure how to count. Are you sure you took the right amount? Okay, thank you. Well, there you go. People say I'm mean, but I can't be that bad. I mean, I pay for your work. That's how it goes. No. Before I go, I may have one confession. Are you sure no one saw you come in here? Do you promise? Because if I find out you're not just a loser, but a big, lying loser, I'm going to make school a living hell for you, okay? Got it? Good. So, about the invite to the dance. Obviously, it's still a big fat no, because I don't want to be seen with a pathetic loser. Shh, I hear someone. Shh, whisper. I hear someone. Shh, they might hear us, idiot. Anyway, how long until the bell goes? 7 minutes. Okay, that leaves us with 5 minutes before you gotta get out of here, or else my school life is going to be ruined. Got it? Now, I may be mean to you, but I must admit, loser, let me just take your glasses off. See? Now you're kind of bearable to look at when you take those off. And maybe, like, push your hair back. Honestly, I do have a weird thing for intelligence. Is that a weird thing? Do I have, like, a mental disorder that I'm attracted to ugly, weird, smart guys? Or is it some, like, weird fetish on porn? I don't know, but that's how I feel. Don't answer that, smartass. Anyway, the past few weeks, I've been thinking of you. This is why I brought you to the cupboard today, and not our usual spot at the tree. I think you're gonna need your glasses back for this. And say a word, loser. So pathetic. I can tell you haven't done that before. But at the same time, you're just so innocent and sweet. Oh crap, you got some of my red lipstick on me. I need to wipe that off for you. If anyone sees this on you, I will be ruined. Okay, that's enough I can do for now. But the red fade kind of matches with your rash skin anyway, so... come here. I'm not done with you, dweeb. So, I've got another surprise for you. My skirt. Do you know what a skirt is? You know, the black thing I have on? Yeah, can you pull that down, please? Do you like it? I put these Star Wars panties on especially for this occasion. Do you like it? Okay, no need for any words. Just enjoy looking at them. Let me feel the force. So, have you ever touched a girl before? I think I kind of know the answer already. But I'm guessing that's definitely a no. See the lightsaber on my panties? That's where I like to be touched. Seriously? You're just gonna stop now, you weirdo? Did you seriously just deny me? I know I said we had to stop, but I was enjoying it too much. We can't go out now while the bell is going. You're such a nerd. Everyone is out there, so stay right there like a good little dog you are. You waste of space. Pathetic. This is the one chance you had to redeem yourself. Shh, quiet. Gotta pull this skirt back up. You ruined this so bad. You can't do anything right apart from your little mouth. I had this planned out to be absolutely amazing. Anyway, did you enjoy the most amount of action you're ever gonna get for the rest of your life? Hope you'll document it in that cringe little diary of yours so you won't forget about it. It'll be the closest thing you'll ever get to a girl again. To be honest, it was actually so cute seeing you like that. You had no idea what you were doing, and that's the first time I saw confusion on your face. Anyway, 2 weeks on Monday, I have an assignment due for English. I have the sheet here that explains it all. I didn't bother to read it at all, actually. also, I'm relying on you. This is the last assignment